Wisconsin has some of the highest coronavirus infection rates in the country, and COVID hospitalizations are now at a record high. Dr. Rachel Hughes is on the front lines. She's an emergency physician at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. Dr. Hughes, thank you so much for being here. I know it's a very busy time.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be joining you.
And Wisconsin is in the middle of a COVID storm right now. How busy are you?
We are definitely seeing more and more coronavirus patients in the emergency department. Overall, our numbers in the hospital have actually dropped over the weekend, but our coronavirus numbers have significantly increased.
Well, and have you noticed any trends about who you're seeing and how sick they are?
The thing that I see in the emergency department is that this is a disease that hits all parts of the population. Every one of the 2,000 people who have died in Wisconsin, or the 200,000 people who have died in the country, are someone's friend, mother, grandparent. And remembering that, and remembering that each of my patients is a person, is what gets me to work every day.
Well, certainly. I'm very glad that you point that out. And we have been speaking with families whose loved ones have died because of the disease. And you're right, it's more than a number, it is a person. So when you are treating those people in the hospital, you know, what is going through your mind? How urgent is the crisis?
We are feeling challenged and exhausted, but we are professionals and we want to get everyone through the pandemic as much as they want to get through it. Patients are scared. They're afraid sometimes when they get a diagnosis of coronavirus. Sometimes they're angry. You know, they didn't realize that they could get sick or what it was about their interactions with other people that caused them to catch the illness. And I share with every patient that I see the science-based information that's important for the community to have about social distancing, washing your hands. This is information that we've been sharing since the beginning of the pandemic, and I totally understand when people feel like they want new information, they want new treatments. But the truth of the matter is that those simple, well-established public health measures are actually the best thing that the community can do to help us as we deal with more and more coronavirus patients.
I spoke with a doctor in Utah yesterday who's facing a similar surge, and she said her nursing staff is depleted. Scheduling people to work is a major problem. Do you share those concerns?
So an increase in cases in any community puts a strain on the healthcare system. And here in Madison, we've seen coronavirus hospitalizations more than double in recent weeks. And, you know, when staff get sick, we cannot instantly manufacture more healthcare workers with years of experience and training. It is time for everyone to take the pandemic seriously. And the best thing they can do is follow the public health guidelines. These things really work, and we're asking for the help of the community as we, you know, care for their family members in the hospital.
Okay. And how are you coping with all this? We often hear about the mental health struggles and the stress that frontline workers are going through. How are you holding up, and what are you doing to keep yourself feeling okay through all this?
Although when I work in the emergency department, I'm often the only physician, emergency medicine is really a team sport, and I work with like an outstanding group of nurses and techs and pre-hospital providers, and that means a lot in terms of supporting my wellness. I also have great family support, but that being said, I mean, the pandemic is definitely challenging, and the donning and doffing of protective equipment and the important screening procedures, every interaction with every patient is more difficult. And I got into this because I enjoy talking to patients and hearing their stories. But with COVID, that important part of my job is not always possible. You know, with our protective equipment, we can't even always hear one another very well. And that has led to some creative solutions. But, you know, it's a very different job than I had a year ago.
I bet. Dr. Rachel Hughes, an emergency physician at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, experiencing a surge of coronavirus cases there. Dr. Hughes, thank you so much.
Thank you.